Thank you again for joining me. I am Sandy Waters, and this is Neighbors in Need. And our dear friend Julie Bennett is on the phone with us. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Thank you so much for coming on with us and for all that you're doing.
Well, it's my pleasure.
It's Zoe's Christmas Angels is what we're talking about. I know it kind of feels weird to talk about Christmas already, but there really isn't as much time as there feels like there is, especially with your mission and your big endeavor that you're tackling here. Can we learn, before we go into what Zoe's Christmas Angels are and how we all can help you, can we learn a little bit about your connection to Zoe and Zoe's story?
Zoe is, or was, my 5-year-old niece who passed away July 4th, 2018 from a DIPG brain tumor. She was a local girl. She lived in Fairport, New York, with my brother and sister-in-law. And Zoe fell down at the park one day and got up and was a little wonky. And my brother and sister-in-law took her to the hospital, where they found out she had one of the worst brain tumors ever. It's called a DIPG. It's a diffuse intrinsic pontine glioma. It's right on the pons of your brain stem. And there's a 0% survival rate. Mm. We were given 6 to 9 months at diagnosis. Zoe gave us one day short of 2 years. Mm. And that was because of the extreme lengths that my brother and sister-in-law went to save her. They tried everything in their power. They went to Germany for experimental treatments. They did everything they possibly could. Zoe loved Christmas just as much as we do. We're a little Christmas crazy in the Bennett household. And so when Zoe passed, I asked my brother if it would be okay to switch the name of the group that my daycare originally founded, which was Christmas Angels, to Zoe's Christmas Angels. We just wanted to keep her legacy and her light alive. And that giving spirit it embodied what Zoe is and what she was. So we just wanted to continue that on.
And a lot of people remember the story because this was a big story in our community. A lot of people rallied around Zoe and we followed her journey. She touched a lot of lives.
She did. And there will never be a time where our family can thank everybody for their prayers, their thoughts, their donations, any little bit of help. So I wanted to be able to do something on this side as just the aunt to keep her spirit alive. And I said, you know, I asked for permission from my brother, mm-hmm. who said, sure, go ahead, not a problem. But we just wanted to make sure that we could kind of pay it forward for everything people have done for our family and for Zoe while she was fighting her battle.
How is your family doing? Because it's still fresh.
It is. We miss her terribly. When Zoe passed away, light left our life. Mm. And so it's just these little things. We look for little signs. We see a lot of butterflies. We see a lot of rainbows. And my children talk to them and say, hey, Zoe, how you doing? And it's just our way of healing. And every time that we can do something that puts a smile on a child's face helps us heal a little bit more. That's why we created this program with her name. So we could, granted, a lot of this is anonymous. Only myself knows who the recipients are, who the donors are. But I get to see that smile, and it helps my heart come back together a little bit more.
Yeah, knowing Zoe's light brought that smile on that child's face.
It sure did.
Yeah. Okay, so now this isn't the first year that you're doing this, right?
No, this will be our 5th year.
Okay.
This will be our 5th year, but our 2nd year with Zoe's name.
So how did it go last year? Because last year was the first year with Zoe's name. I'm sure you got great reaction.
We did. I put a Facebook plea out to my friends and family. Normally it starts locally here in Livingston County with families that are in need. And then we make it a little broader every mm-hmm. year. Mm-hmm. So last year we had over 50 children that we helped. And I pretty much say, if you know of someone in need, please let me know and I'll take it from there. I don't want people to feel embarrassed. I don't want them to feel like they can't speak to me. So I take everybody out of it except me and that person's family.
Okay.
And we go from there.
So now, right now, you're in the midst of putting this together and getting all the pieces yes. lined up. So you need yes. both families and then the donations, or are you looking for physical donations of Christmas items, or are you looking for the money so then you can go out and specifically buy for each individual situation?
Well, actually, we do both.
Okay.
So right now, I have collected 6 families already who are in need, and we're still looking for more. We are hoping to have close to 60 this year if we can find them. And then what we do is I compile a list of every child, their wish list items, and then I present that to my friends and family or people that want to sponsor these children and say, for example, I have a 6-year-old little girl that would like a bike and a winter coat. So I present that out, see who wants to take that, and then we have that child and that sponsor linked. When that donation or when the gifts come back in, I take care of that. I deliver them. Nobody knows anything. Santa has arrived a little early.
Mm.
And then so this year we have decided that we want to provide Christmas dinner for these families as well. After meeting these people for the last several years, you hear from them and they say, well, you know, I think we're going to be able to have spaghetti or something on Christmas. And that, not that there's anything wrong with that. I just feel that this is such a special day. You should have a special meal. So hopefully this year, we did create a GoFundMe page where people can donate, and we will go purchase all the hams and the turkeys and whatever these families could need, and we will deliver that to them 3 days prior to Christmas, so they have that big Christmas feast with their children.
Yeah, and we think of all our memories when we were kids. That was it. You're right. Sitting around the table, and that was a big part of it, was the holiday meal with the family. So that's awesome that you're adding that layer to it.
Every year it becomes a little bit bigger.
Yeah.
Last year we had stocking stuffers. Now this year we're doing the gifts, the stocking stuffers, and the dinner. And, I mean, I had no idea where this was going to bloom into mm-hmm. when I started mm-hmm. 5 years ago, but it gets bigger and better every year. And I believe in karma. I believe what you put out will come back, and I just pray it comes back to these people that need it more than anyone. And our children are very blessed, and they don't realize how blessed they are. And I really would like them to learn, and we continue to try to teach them, especially in my daycare where this program originated. It's about giving, not receiving. So I want them to have the same love and joy that we do by being responsible for creating someone else's happiness.
And that's awesome. I was going to point that out, too, that you really did start this with your daycare to teach the kids. Hey,
we did. It was a community service project.
To see it grow into Zoe's Christmas Angels is so wonderful, so remarkable. So what can we do as a community listening right now? How can we reach out to you to say, what do you need? Okay, the GoFundMe, that's a good place to start. How do we find you guys on GoFundMe?
You can just type in under the search bar, Zoe's Christmas Angels.
Okay.
And there's a link there as well where you can email me personally.
Okay.
If you know of a family in need, if you just want a sponsor, anything that you would like to do, you can contact me that way. I am also on Facebook as well, because that's where we find a lot of our families. It happened to be last year when we had 16 families that literally had nothing. Mm. So I was able to reach out to them or someone in their family that nominated them. I took it from there, and we drove as far as Waterloo to...
Wow.
Santa delivers to Waterloo as well.
That's
so
right.
We will deliver to wherever these people are, and we have volunteers. Each year, it started with myself and my husband, and then it was myself and my husband and my parents and my in-laws, and now we have about 15 friends and family who volunteer to help us shop and wrap and deliver and all the fun stuff.
Oh, that's awesome. That is incredible. And I know you said before we went on the air, you said you added this layer of the GoFundMe because it made it easier for those who don't live locally to donate and contribute.
Correct. We have lots of friends and family that are out of state and they want to help, but they don't know how to help. So they said, well, can you create a GoFundMe just so I can send the money that way and see what happens? And that's what we did. So we set an initial goal that's just something to, you have to have some layer there. So we put it there. But if you choose to just donate anything, even a couple dollars gets some vegetables for the Christmas dinner for the family.
Sure.
Anything you choose. And you can leave in the comment section what you want your donation used for. Do you want it to sponsor a child? Do you want it to sponsor a holiday dinner? It's totally your call, and we will do everything in our power to make sure that that happens.
There's so many little details to Christmas, to the holidays. There's the dinner,
there
like
are.
You said, but there's also the wrapping paper you have to supply, mm-hmm. the bows, the ribbons, the gifts itself, the, you know, I mean, you're driving all over the place. That alone is a lot.
I start the day after Christmas and buy about 75 rolls of wrapping paper.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, okay. Oh, jeez.
Yes. So my office is now kind of my Zoe's Christmas Angel room.
Oh,
and
I
buy Rubbermaid tubs for each of the families. Granted, the gifts always go outside of those tubs, but I start very organized early in the season.
Okay, so we're at the organized point right now.
Yes. So everything looks really good right now. And then sometimes it becomes a little overwhelming, but I mean, I feel like I should build an addition just for this angel program to store everything the way I would like to, but so worth it. And I wish I could just convey the joy I feel when I know I've helped somebody else.
Yeah.
And granted, this is just maybe a winter coat, or some children even ask for socks or underwear. And that just breaks my heart that a 6-year-old or an 8-year-old just wants a warm jacket or socks or underwear for Christmas.
Yeah.
So those are my personal favorites. And then I just tend to go a little bit overboard.
Mm-hmm.
But this is such a great experience, and I'm so honored to be able to do this. This is completely my honor. I am very humbled by the fact that I'm allowed to do this. And Zoe drives me. So, yes, she has been gone for a year, and I miss her terribly, but she drives me. Zoe would do it, so I'm going to do it.
And you need all the help and love and support you can get. So if you're listening right now, and hey, who knows? Who knows who's listening? Somebody who owns a business that wants to contribute, donate, make it a team building effort, wrapping gifts or delivering gifts, or if you have a place. I mean, let's think big. Let's think future. Big warehouse. If somebody wants to donate a warehouse, and we'll call it Zoe's Christmas Angels.
Oh, that would be wonderful. My goal is to have happy children and Christmas gifts under every Christmas tree. And no parent should have to decide whether to keep food on the table or their lights on or buy Christmas presents. So I want to take that factor out of that equation.
Yeah.
They need to do what they need to do and let me do this.
Zoe's Christmas Angels, the best way to help out, get these families together, to get the gifts together, to get them wrapped. So if you can help in any way, even if it's just a quick throw, $5 on the GoFundMe, great. Or if you can think of a family that needs a little love and needs a little happiness around the holidays, whether if it's the dinner or it's the gifts itself, reach out to Julie Bennett. The GoFundMe is probably, it seems like that's the best way to start, right? Because your email's right there.
Yes, everything is right there.
Okay, wonderful. Julie Bennett. And type in Zoe's Christmas Angels when you go to GoFundMe, or you can do Facebook as well. You know, sincerely, from the bottom of all of our hearts, thank you so much.
It's my pleasure. I feel like this is only a small part of what I can do to give back for all the love and support that we've received. So if I can just make one child smile, that's a great day for me.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Julie. Zoe's Christmas Angels.